Ratfest tickets on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning, so save us a brain cell. And remember what science is now claiming.
Okay.
Dateline Science. 33 scientists have come forward to present a paper claiming that
guts,
octopuses are actually alien life forms that traveled on icy space rocks millions of years ago.
No way.
Octopuses is the answer to the question.
I believe that's octopi.
Octopi is the answer to the question, which animal is a space alien?
See, I knew it. Mm-hmm. They don't look like fish.
They can do everything.
You look at everything else in the ocean, the sharks, the whale. They're just either bigger or smaller versions of fish. And then you get the crazy octopi. And we're supposed to believe. I knew it.
In a paper published in the science journal Progress in Biophysics and Molecular Biology, the scientists claim that cryopreserved eggs, embryos, and seeds traveled to Earth from icy bodies out in space. They landed as part of meteorites and so forth, and they found that the Earth was acceptable for life form, and boom, we have the octopus.
That's amazing. A. B. Now think of all the other creatures that possibly could be aliens. Mm. You never know.
Now, there are several reasons why the entirety of the rest of the scientific community rejects this whole theory. First, none of the meteorites collected on Earth contain any genetic material. And the octopus genes fit perfectly in with the genetic makeup of the rest of life on Earth.
Ah, naysayers.
However, these 33 scientists could very well be
those 33
breaking the code of alien life forms.
That's
amongst us.
Those 33 are who I'm listening to.
Yeah, there you go.
I wonder what else is an alien. I'm going to say the human woman.
Well, according to you,
they're mysterious.
She's
that's
very
all I'm
alien-like.
Yeah, I've got no idea what's going on there.
Dateline, your toy store for story number two. Hasbro, the toy maker, has just trademarked the scent of Play-Doh.
I love that smell.
The smell of Play-Doh is, I didn't even know you could trademark a scent, but apparently you can.
Oh,
Hasbro has announced they have successfully trademarked the smell of Play-Doh. They described it as, quote, sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance.
Yes.
I personally would have gone with yeast infection or dirty feet.
No.
But they went with slightly musky vanilla.
Oh, I love the smell of Play-Doh.
So
as a child, I sometimes would eat it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not surprised.
I had to.
I'm not surprised.
Smells so good.
And our third and final story takes us to Florida. And you just won't find this anywhere else other than Florida. A woman with no legs had a warrant out for her arrest in Florida.
Oh, jeez.
U.S. Marshals were looking for 39-year-old fugitive Christy Lee Anderson.
Did she make a run for it?
That's right. The legless fugitive was on the run. She got a tip, or they got a tip, that she was staying at her boyfriend's house, so the raid was on. When they got there...
What was her boyfriend's name? Neil? What's her name? Eileen?
We got to her name already.
Oh, sorry.
48-year-old John Carr is the boyfriend. When they got to the house, the authorities spotted John trying to cram Crystal into a large plastic storage bin and fit her on a shelf in the garage.
This is so disturbing. On so many levels. Yeah. I know the kind you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
That's where I keep all my wiffle ball stuff, home base and the bats and all that.
That's
one of those big bins.
Summer clothes go in there and then the winter clothes come out.
It's like a giant Tupperware kind of crate. Yeah, giant. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they
tried to put her in there?
They was trying to stuff her inside a plastic storage crate when the cops showed up.
She could also suffocate unless he already had poked holes in there.
Maybe poked a hole. I don't know.
It's like she's a turtle.
Both were arrested.
Yeah, but both should be. Well, not her so much. What did she do? What?
Some sort of murder for hire thing.
Okay.
which is hard for a legless woman to pull off, which I think is why she got caught in the first place.
Be laughing at that.
Good, right? I mean, you just can't beat Florida.
No, you cannot.
First, the legless woman is on the run. Then the boyfriend is stuffing her in the plastic box and trying to fit her on a shelf in the garage.
See, you have no idea. On the morning rat race in Florida, that's just a regular happy story.
Hey, what'd you do this weekend? Yeah. Oh, I stuffed my legless girlfriend in a box.
That's not no sweat news, Quinn.
Right.
No sweat news for them in Florida is like someone got straight A's.
Right, exactly. Hey, you got all your teeth? Wow, let's make fun of you. Yep. I hear you, brother. Now, on Friday, we're going to do the quiz for Ratfest tickets, so save us a brain cell on the alien life form octopus, the scent of Play-Doh, and the legless fugitive.